This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You've got Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bacsik, and the soon-to-be famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, how are you? Welcome to the program.
I'm doing great today, Kevin. I rested for the first time in about 6 days.
Because it was the Sabbath?
No. No. I'm sorry. That's not my approach there.
Okay.
But
I was just checking.
But I have no problem with people who do approach it that way. I for some reason was able to sleep last night. The last few nights I haven't been able to, but you, on the other hand, you're struggling a bit today. 877-881-1053 and on the YouTube and Twitch. If y'all can just send Kevin some love and some messages of encouragement, his energy's a little low. All right. His energy's going to be a little low. So we're going to have to figure out ways to get him all excited today. Excite this man.
Human touch.
All right. That's touch is a huge exciter.
Not for me.
Long hugs.
Are effective.
I don't want a long hug.
You might not want it, but after you're done, you might go, you know what? I needed it.
Yeah.
That feels like a tough argument to be like, hey, I know they said they didn't want a long hug, but I could tell they needed it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that.
I was listening Friday, and I don't know how long I want to like give you a hug with what you got hiding down there.
Yeah, jeez, man.
Did that had to win, right? Your thing had to win.
Yeah.
Alec, do you remember what won?
I hope he does not still have
I can go find that.
Son of a gun.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I'm asking today is if the Tolos can just keep Kevin in their thoughts today.
Hey, the Cowboys are back, Kevin.
Okay, it's not because of that. Is this the part where I'm supposed to say?
You want.
Look, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. But I was very happy in the moment that the Cowboys won. I heard what Sean was saying, and I understand big picture and the understanding and everything like that. It's not great. But in the moment, I was like, oh, my crap in hell, what just happened on the long touchdown? And then when he missed the extra point, I was like, what? I was there.
The Turpin moment, Kevin, was whenever I went, what the hell is going on?
I just and my wife guessed myself. No, that's not what happened.
My wife comes in from the grocery store, and she goes, oh, are the Cowboys being stupid again? Because that's what she's said for the last, like, 5 weeks.
What
and
a
I
great
was like,
question that
I
is.
I said, no. Well, yeah, I don't know exactly what the Cowboys are doing right now. They're trying to win. And, again, I'm dead serious when I say this. I don't know exactly who tanks appropriately whenever you're going through the tanking process.
Right. The Giants.
Okay, the Giants. And they're just a miserable franchise right now. Right. The Cowboys are like stuck between some people want to be good and some people are like, well,
they're not good enough and they're not bad enough.
Exactly.
So that is an unfortunate thing. And the thing about the game yesterday, it was a boring game most of the way. But then we got what I feel comfortable describing as the drug-infused final 187 seconds. Do you think, for people who didn't see, do you think that is an accurate... I just want to point this out.
It's unexplainable.
It was 20-9 with about 3 minutes and 7 seconds left. The final score was 34-26.
I think you're being nice saying it was 20-9 because it was really 13-9 with about, and then you had the nice touchdown pass.
Yes, a couple minutes before that.
Won the game. I looked at my son. I said, well, the Cowboys won.
The 31 points in the final 3 minutes and 30 seconds are the second most in the Super Bowl era.
The second most?
Including playoffs. So, and I don't know what the first most is. I'll have to go find out, but that's the second most in that span of time at the end of a game. So we've never seen anything like it except for once.
Okay, so here is exactly what I wrote. The wild drug-infused final 187 seconds of Commanders Cowboys. So we're going along to Mike's point. Schoonmaker, who was awful on field goal protection and extra point protection, he gets a catch to make it 20-9. And there's this discussion about like, oh, do you think maybe you should have gone for two and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, that's not going to come up. And then
you're right. You're totally right about that. I didn't even think for two because you're at home. That's the first thing I thought was get the points and just wait it out.
So then we start with Jaden Daniels. Takes the snap at about, I believe, 3 minutes and 7 seconds. And then you get this.
He's in the gun. Snap back. Wants to throw. Rushed. Throws it out in the end zone. Caught by Ertz. Touchdown, Washington.
All right. So they get the two-point conversion. It's down to 20-17. And that point right there, I don't know where you were with this, Corey, or I don't know where the Tolos were with this. I was thinking, okay, this has entertained me in the last part, but they can still figure out a way to lose.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
not with Turpin.
Yeah, and protect and protect the draft pick. But to Mike's point.
Wait, can I ask real quick before you play this highlight? What did you think in that 1 second that he fumbled the kickoff?
This is exactly what you needed. Sorry, Corey. I don't know if that's what you're going to say. This is exactly what you needed because I was like, he's going to get to the 12. They still have two timeouts. They're going to get the ball at, you know, the 40, maybe the 35 with 2 minutes or so to go. And you're going to be back in business. And then credit to Gavonte Turpin. Not credit to him for dropping the ball, but credit to him for a video game-esque spin move that shook
that was insane.
The foundation of three commanders. Like, they were like, the hell just happened? So give me cut number 7. And because, like, you think, though, this would be the apex of craziness. It's not.
And now Turpin fields the kick. Deep dances and running it out. Left to the 30. To the 40. To midfield, Turpin's got the Jets going, 10-5, touchdown by the league's leading kickoff returner, and everybody's hanky is in its pocket.
I just want to point out, you're with that the last stretch here, touchdown, 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 field goal, punt, touchdown, touchdown, interception.
Yep.
To start the game, block field goal, field goal, miss field goal, miss field goal, fumble, punt, 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 interception, punt, punt, field goal, end of half. And that's what the game started as, 3-3.
And repeated conversations about, was this the worst special teams game ever seen in their life? All right, so it's over. The game is over. 27-17, game's over, you're going to win. Or so you would think. The Commanders, and I didn't have an issue with
it. Was over. The Washingtons didn't get to 27.
That is a great point. So you think I would have thought that Washington would have gotten a little closer for the field goal because they just spent all this time talking about, like, oh, hey, he just came back and they're terrible at kicking it from 50 plus. So they make the field goals 27-20. Dallas quickly turns the ball over, or, you know, three and out, punts it and everything like that.
By having Cooper Rush run around in the backfield a lot. Like, that was going
to
help.
I'm not going to lie. That second down play, I was like, that's good. Just run off to the side and just stay in bounds. Like,
just
that's
stand
fine.
There for a second.
But again,
I've seen OU do that before with a punter in the end zone. He just ran back and forth at the end of the game until the clock ran out.
But you're good to go, right? That Washington got out there 14. And so the game, again, for like the third time, feels like it's over. The first freaking play. What happened? Well, cut number 8 happened. Corey's guy happened. And it was, look, it was pretty amazing. I was upset at the time, but it was pretty amazing.
All right, first down. Daniels back. Little pressure. Throws it deep down the right side. Caught. McLaurin at 45. He's running away. McLaurin's going to score. Down the right sideline. Ran away from everybody. And with one play and 21 seconds left, Terry McLaurin went 86 yards.
Now, we're definitely, almost definitely going to go to overtime. I'm telling you.
I needed those fantasy points, by the way.
I told my son, I'm 50-50 he makes this extra point.
Really?
I really was. I get that he made the 51-yarder to give them the chance to cut it to 7, but I was just like, this dude just looks like he's going to miss it. And I was 50-50 on it. I'm like, dude,
he missed
you,
it by a lot.
I know.
He has that look about him.
He just looks unconfident. It's kind of like when, I don't know, Eric Dampier went to the free throw line. You could just see it in his face. He was like, I'm going to throw it up there and hope for the best.
So Mike turned out to be right, because we go to cut number 9. Now I've quickly reset. I mean, obviously, football broke my heart on Saturday with an unnecessary overtime game that the team I was rooting for lose.
Man, I'm sorry.
And so I'm like, I reset. And I was like, okay, this is like when Marcel Reed dropped the ball. I was going to say the fumble. Dropped the ball. All you needed was a first down to run out the clock and end up being 2nd and 17, and we had to give the ball back. But instead, let's go to cut number 9. And believe it or not, this is still not the craziest last thing that's going to happen.
And the kick's away. And the kick is wide left. That came off his foot going wide left.
It looked bad from the beginning. All right. Now I know what you're thinking.
Did you think when they scored the long touchdown that it didn't even hit my mind they should go for two? I'm 50-50. No. I'm really 50-50 if they're going to make the extra point. But in my mind, I never thought they should go for two because this dude's a 50% extra point kicker.
I didn't think that because we've talked about that. I mean, I feel like the last few weeks we've had these situations pop up a lot.
Yep.
And it's, if you're on the road, go for it. If you're at home, just take the points and let overtime work itself out. But I was not thinking that at any point. But I'm betting Dan Quinn was probably going, I got to trust my guy here.
Yeah, and like, you're the home team. You're the better team. I mean, looking back at it now and looking at the kicking struggles they've had most of the season, that makes sense.
That was a terrible snap.
It was.
That was. I blame all of that on the snap because it's, at that point, the kicker, he's running into it and he sees the ball's kind of laying weird and he's like, he starts to change everything in his mechanics.
I don't know if you guys felt this way as well, and I know we'll probably get into this later, but the Brandon Aubrey missed field goal, not the block one. I thought the missed one was a product of protection breakdown again and he had to alter. He was like, well, this is about to get blocked again if I don't change it up. All right. So now it's 27-26. And again, for like the fourth time, the game is over. I understand football logic says when you get the ball, you go down so as to not give the ball back. But when my guy Wandae Thomas picked it up,
your guy,
I did not argue for football logic. I was just like, go, baby, go. Let's play cut number 10. And then this was almost pretty much the end of the game.
Seibert booms it to the left. It is covered, and Thomas running it back. Wandae Thomas with the Cowboys' second kickoff return for a touchdown in the game. This game is drunk.
Now, you could You could see a mix of excitement, and it felt like McCarthy and others going, hell, dude, slide. Like, we're going to win the game for sure.
Yes, you could. But on the sideline, I was looking at him because he was kind of like, well, I guess you just lay down and just let the clock run out and everything. But, hey, man, Wandae, you get a chance. Look at, again, Terrence Steele.
Yep.
Tyler Guyton.
Yep.
All of those guys want their chance to shine.
Look.
And on the two-point conversion, wasn't that Wandae Thomas? He's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. And he was like, I was supposed to seal that off. Micah, like the play barely crossed into the ends of Mike Turner's and he goes like, what the crap in hell, dude?
You're not supposed to do that!
So everything in my being is like, okay, this time it's really over. But then I remembered in the last time that the Commanders needed but one play to go 86 yards. And I'm like, all right, it's 34-26. And Washington had a ho-hum first play. And then they get the Hail Mary opportunity. It falls short. The Cowboys win 34-26. I cannot overemphasize this enough. I understand all the time when people are like, hey, I stopped listening or hey, I stopped watching during the game. If you missed the last 187 seconds or to Mike's point, the last 5 minutes or so, you missed just an unbelievable ebb and flow from what otherwise was a terrible game.
I think that I described this perfectly when the game ended with my text with you guys. That was the best, worst game I've ever seen.
That's fair. Because going into the fourth quarter, it was 10-9 after the Cowboys already had a field goal block, a punt blocked, a missed field goal. Washington missed an extra point. It was horrible.
Like the Terry McLaurin play. I guess it's awesome on Washington's side. You can't be more stupid then the six guys that are defensive backs there just like, eh, what should they didn't even touch him.
They made a tunnel.
They didn't even touch him.
They made a tunnel for
like,
him to run through.
That is pathetic. But it's exciting. Like,
it is.
But like, how pathetic was that?
I'm with you.
The pathetic miss of an extra point. Just like there was, how pathetic are you to, one, Dan Quinn, he can take a lot of heat. I know it was a crazy finish, but why are you kicking to Turpin there? What are you doing?
I don't know. I thought that at least three or four times in the last few minutes. And from the 817, I just fundamentally disagree with this. We'll have this conversation another time, I'm sure. The draft is a coin flip. You never know how players will work out, so let them win. There's no difference between pick 6 and pick 12. There absolutely is a gigantic pick between 6 and difference between 6 and 12. And if you don't think there's a difference player-wise,
especially if you're good at drafting.
Yes. Then you can trade down and pick up other draft assets and pick up another player or two. And from the 469, Kevin, just remember, Peace-thon is 2 days away. I'll be listening. I'm excited very much. We've got Buffalo Wild Wings in Addison tomorrow. We've got Peace-a-thon on Wednesday. It is a humongous week. None of the reason I'm tired or anything has anything to do with the radio product or the Dallas
Cowboys. It's his kid. It's his kid.
It was the Mavericks. He's all disappointed. They went to overtime and blew a 2-point lead late in the game.
Derek Lively got behind on the switch.
Yeah.
Maybe that was always going to happen against Butler.
Great effort, Mavs. We'll talk about you sometime.